Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear viewers, welcome to a new episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we're going to discuss one of the mandatory acts of Hajj, one of the Hajj rites, which is throwing the stones, or what is known in Arabic as رمي الجمرات or الجمار. The word jimar or jamarat is plural of jamra, and it is the small stone, the size of the check piece. What is it exactly? It is a practice, it is a mandatory act during Hajj, only Hajj, not Umrah, to throw the stones on the Eid day, which is the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Upon returning from Muzdalifah, we throw the stones at what is known as Jamratul Aqabat al Kubra. So we have actually three locations in Mina. Mina is the sacred valley of Mina, in which Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to fulfill the night vision by slaughtering his son there and sacrificing him. So the shaitan, Satan, tried to intercept Ibrahim alayhi salam in different locations, in three different locations. And each time the shaitan tried to intercept him, he picked them up. Stones or pebbles, and he threw Satan with. So Ash-Shaytan Jamara, which means ran away, ran off, and he distanced himself from Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he appeared again and again, and every time Satan will try to intercept Ibrahim alayhi salam and prevent him from fulfilling the command of Allah of sacrificing his son or finishing the rituals as Allah the Almighty taught him. Either way, two different opinions. So Ibrahim a.s. used to pick some stones and throw them at him, and he will disappear again and again. So because of that, it has become also among the rites of Hajj to do what is known as Ramyu al-Jimar. Some people are under the impression that the bigger the stone, the more effective it is, and the more it hurts Satan, which is not true. On the night when the Prophet ﷺ returned from Arafah to Muzdalifah, and he spent the night there in this valley, Muzdalifah, between Arafah and Mina, he spent the night until Fajr, and he prayed Fajr there. He ordered seven pebbles or stones to be collected for him, the size of the check piece, not small, no bigger than that. Then when he reached Mina, and it was past sunrise, the Prophet ﷺ began by throwing those seven pebbles at the same location where Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ threw the stone at Satan first, which is known as Jamratul Aqabati al-Kubra. So there is Kubra, there is Wusta, and there is Sughra. The order from Mecca towards Mina, the bigger one, then the middle one, and the little one. That is the meaning of Kubra and Wusta, then Sughra. As far as why was it called Aqaba, at Jamratul Aqabat al-Kubra, we throw seven pebbles only on the Eid day, which is the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, upon returning from Muzdalifah. Why? It was called Al-Aqaba because there used to be a huge mountain there which would not give people an easy access to throw the stones at this place. So they used to throw the stones from top of the mountain to fall on the same spot. But the mountain is removed, and the name is still there. And this is the place in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have met with some people from Medina, from Yathrib. It was called Yathrib before the migration, and he approached them and he gave them da'wah, and they have accepted Islam. And first there were 6 people, the next year they came 12 people, and the following year over 70 people in preparation for the great migration to Al-Madinah. So a couple years before the migration, he concluded what is known as Bay'atul Aqaba, the pledge of Al-Aqaba. Okay. So on the 10th day, which is the Eid day, that is Yawmun Nahr, which is the greatest day, as it has been narrated in the hadith, which is collected by Imam Ahmad. And also when Allah Almighty referred to it in the Quran as Yawmul Hajj Al-Akbar, the greatest day of Hajj, the 10th day, the Eid day, which is also known as the sacrifice day, or Yawmun Nahr, offering the Hadi and the sacrifice. And for those who are not performing Hajj, they get to offer the sacrifice of Al-Udhiyah as well. This day is also known as Yawmul Qir or Al-Qarar, because the pilgrims will come back after performing the Ramy and doing the Tahallul and offering their sacrifice. They can perform Tawaf and Sa'i and come back to settle in Mina. The following 2 or 3 days are known as Ayyamut Tashriq. Eid al-Adha consists of 4 days. The first day, which is the Eid day, and the following 3 days are known as Ayyamut Tashriq. Why Ayyamut Tashriq? Because the pilgrims, after they offer their sacrifice and they slaughter their hadi, the cattle they offer after performing Hajj, they used to slice the meat into small slices and they spread them under the sun so that they will dry up and they can chew on them later on. This is one of the means to preserve the meat after offering big time sacrifice. So it was known as Ayyamu At-Tashriq. The following day, which is the first day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the 11th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, we also throw the stones, but not only at one jamrah, rather 3. Allah Almighty stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, ayah number 203. He said, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Basically, this segment of the ayah refers to those blessed days, أيام التشريق, in which Allah the Almighty said, remember Allah much during those days. Then he stated the following, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. He is addressing the pilgrims, those who hasten to leave from Mina. After 2 days, there is no blame upon them. They are not blameworthy. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever stays behind to complete the course until it is the 3rd day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, then there is no blame upon them as well. Basically, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this regard, that on the 12th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, whoever wants to leave from Mina after throwing the stones should do so, but it must be done before sunset and there is no blame upon them. But if people like the pilgrims like to stay for the full course, which is the 13th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, then also they have the choice to do so. What do we do during those days, Ayyam al-Tashriq, the 11th, the 12th, and 13th? We collect pebbles, the same size, the size of the chickpeas. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الشيطان ترجمون. You are stoning Satan, and you are following the traditions of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Satan does not physically exist there. Rather, by complying with the guidance of Allah the Almighty, that hurt Satan most. So what do we do on the 11th and on the 12th, and for those who decide to stay until the 13th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the full course of Ayyam al-Tashriq, each day, and the ideal time is after noon. They throw 7 peoples at each spot of those 3 jamarat. We begin by throwing the stones at the little one, Jamratu, Al-Jamratu al-Sughra, 7 peoples from any direction, one by one. And it is recommended that whenever you are throwing the stones, to say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar, with each people that you are casting at Al-Jamra. Then after you finish, it is recommended to make dua while facing the Qibla. And also when you throw the stones at the middle one, you do the same. You throw the stones and you make dua while facing the Qibla. Then after throwing the stones at Jamratul Aqabatil Kubra, you just throw the stones and you move on without standing to make dua, because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have done. And he said, while throwing the stones, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, you guys should copy me in fulfilling your Hajj rites. So the Hajj rituals and the Umrah rituals, we should imitate and copy the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exactly. When he threw Jamratul Aqabatil Kubra, whether on the Eid day or on the following couple days, Ayyamut Tashriq, he stood where he was facing the Jamra, and Mecca was to his left hand side and Mina was to his right hand side. This is what he did, peace be upon him. So on the 11th day, we do the same. So the total number would be 7 times 3, that is 21. And on the 12th day, which is known as Yawm al-Nafr, the day on which the pilgrims are allowed to leave from Mina al-Awwal, because they are permitted to leave on that day, which is the 12th, which will be the third day of Eid and the second day of Ayyam al-Tashriq. And afterward, on the following day, which is the 13th day, it is also known as Yawm al-Nafr al-Thani. If you decide to stay for the full course, obviously everybody must leave on the 13th day. Those are Ayyam al-Tashriq, 11th, 12th, and 13th. So after we offer the sacrifice, we stay in Mina. And it is mandatory to spend most of the night in Mina. And the night time begins from sunset, and it lasts until Fajr. So if the person happened to spend most of the time, any time between sunset and until dawn, he has fulfilled the mandatory part of spending the time in the blessed and sacred valley of Mina, because Mina is also a part of the Haram and it belongs to Mecca. Yet because the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to shorten 3 prayers, Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha, he used to pray them 2 rak'ahs each, and each prayer will be offered on its 6th time, we do the same, even though it's just a couple miles away from the Haram. But we imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we copy his sunnah exactly as he said, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Those days, brothers and sisters, are known as the days of Dhikr. The ayah began with, اذكروا الله في أيام معدودات, and remember Allah in number days. Those days are the days of increasing, making zikr, to celebrate the praise of Allah the Almighty. Whether at the time of offering your sacrifice, saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, whether while throwing the stones one after another, you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and whether before the meals and after the meals, you should celebrate the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the total number of the stones or al-jamarat which should be cast at their prospective locations, if the person were to stay only for 2 days, the 11th and the 12th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, would be 49. But if he were to complete the course, then the number will be 70. May Allah the Almighty make it easy for all of us to perform Hajj. Remember, brothers and sisters, one stone we cast because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so, and we know that it doesn't benefit nor prevent any harm. And another stone we pick in order to throw and cast at a third stone, it is all by the leave of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.